exclusions may apply.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-996-0672. That's 800-996-0672. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-996-0672. 800-996-0672. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Six people still missing in Branson, Missouri's Table Rock Lake. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Divers will be back out this morning searching after a duck boat capsized in a storm, killing 11 other passengers, injuring seven more, some of them kids.
Right as we were boarding, it got really windy.
He was on a boat nearby, saw it happen.
Saw two people would be way off in the distance, so we were at the front of the boat and they were way off in the distance. I believe they may be actual workers that jumped in after others.
Tornadoes tore through central Iowa, injuring 17 people, doing a lot of damage to homes and businesses in three cities. President Trump is inviting Russia's leader to come to the White House this fall, but the Senate's Democratic leader says Vladimir Putin should not be invited until we know what the two leaders discussed in private at their summit Monday in Finland. Democrats want to question the president's interpreter, fearing the president was weak or divulged classified info. Secretary of State Pompeo tells Fox,
I think those allegations are absurd. This administration has been relentless in its efforts to deter Russia.
An American's been captured in Syria fighting for ISIS. A defense official confirms to Fox he'll be brought back to the U.S. to be prosecuted. The New York Times IDs him as Ibrahim Musabli from Dearborn, Michigan. An Indiana woman will also be brought back to America. She was married to an ISIS fighter. The NFL is putting its new national anthem policy on hold. Fox's Jared Max details this live.
Dave, just hours after we learned yesterday that the Miami Dolphins had issued a team policy that called for potential suspensions and or fines for any player who kneeled on field during the national anthem this coming season, the NFL said in a joint statement with its Players Association that they have reached a standstill agreement to put the league's controversial new anthem policy on hold and freeze the union's grievance. This while the two sides plan to hold confidential discussions the next several weeks to find a solution that, as the statement reads, is in mutual good faith outside of litigation. Dave?
This is Fox News. Fair and balanced.
It's the Ford Summer Sales Event, and now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Event is here. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
As the Senate gets ready to question, consider, and vote on Supreme Court hopeful Brett Kavanaugh in the coming weeks, drama surrounding one of President Trump's lower court nominees.
Minutes before a confirmation vote was expected, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced Ryan Bounds' nomination to be a judge on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals was withdrawn. South Carolina Republican Tim Scott says he had concerns and shared his thoughts with GOP colleagues.
And others said they were willing to join either ask for more information so that we could have a better picture or simply assume, say no at the end.
Scott would not detail his concerns about Bounds, but writings by Bounds during undergrad years at Stanford about race and gay rights recently surfaced. Those documents were not turned over during the confirmation process. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Men in the U.S. Navy are saying they want to be allowed to grow beards. This after the Navy said last week that women would be able to do now sport ponytails and different hairstyles or rope-like strands, reversing an older policy. On this day, 49 years ago, Americans were gathered around their TVs.
On this day in 1969,
it's one small step for man,
Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin walked the moon. Their colleague Michael Collins stayed in lunar orbit. Aldrin remarked after exiting the craft. And speaking with Fox News Radio in 2009.
In the conversation leading up to that, I think I had heard the word magnificent, but I'd also heard the word beautiful. And somehow that didn't match.
President Trump has expressed desire to build a lunar base, one from which U.S. spacecraft could depart to deeper space.
That's Evan Brown. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Well, good morning. It is 7:05, and let's check our local news brought to you by Gina Johnson and her new book, Let's Make It a Habit. Let her teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve synergy and communication, and develop positive habits. Visit letsmakeitahabit.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Maniscelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois Board of Trustees has approved a proposal to create Chicago's first public law school. It is a merger with John Marshall Law School, and the new institution will be known as the UIC John Marshall Law School. The Chicago Tribune says in Illinois, most of the prominent law schools are private institutions in the Chicago area. The Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 70 is looking for school supplies for students. All the items will go to elementary grade students in the Urbana school districts. Donations will be taken until August 10th. You can place the items in the donation box located in the lobby of the Urbana Police Department. They need items like glue sticks, crayons, dry erase markers, backpacks, headphones, plastic folders, small dry erase boards, bottles of hand sanitizer, pairs of scissors, boxes of facial tissues, and big pink erasers. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Maniscelli.
Hi, I'm Gina Johnson, a mental health professional and life coach. I've compiled my 20 years of experience into my new book, Let's Make It a Habit, which teaches you to train your brain to navigate negativity. In both my book and in-person workshops, I can teach your staff how to cut down on stress, improve team synergy and communication, and develop positive habits that will create measurable results for your business. Let's chat about how my book and workshops can make a difference in your life and in your business. Visit my website at letsmakeitahabit.com.
Well, we look toward the sky, see what we have for the weekend. Our weather now brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. We're kind of checking out our Mile at the Pines weather Sunday night as well.
How do they look?
Yeah.
Not bad, and starting out so nice this morning. We do have a 50% chance of rain coming in later on today and into the evening. High 81 expected today, 67 our low tonight. Only up to 75 tomorrow, down to 66. Chance of showers at 60%. 60% shot at scattered showers. High 78, low 63 on Sunday. Again, things step off at 6. Let's just hope the timing is just right. ESPN 93.5.
Yep.
Temperatures currently at 71.
No, very near 75 for the high tomorrow. Again, Mile of the Pines is coming up on Sunday night. You can walk up and still get in one of the 9 races. If you'd like to do that, you're welcome to do it. It's all benefiting the CU Schools Foundation. And looking forward to Mile at the Pines Sunday night out here in Urbana at Philo and Windsor Road. Come on out, even if you're not running, to be part of the festivities. Well, looking forward to Jeremy Warner's live broadcast. He'll be live from Chicago Monday and Tuesday. A whole lot of people looking forward to hearing all the news and the very latest from the Big Ten and the media. Big Ten Media Day, sponsored by Value Check, cost plus food with 8-foot aisles, carpeted floor, your premier shopping experience. Check out their weekly specials and like them on Facebook. Value Check, one of our sponsors for Jeremy Warner in Chicago Monday and Tuesday. Also, MX Electric, veteran-owned and operated, serving our community for over 15 years. No matter the size of your electrical issue, MX Electric wants to be your company. Relax, call Max, 217-359-7213. Well, according to a recent Pew Research, nearly half of all Americans have had a family member or close friend addicted to drugs. Half. And the opiate epidemic keeps getting worse. An estimated 115 people die of an overdose every day, according to the CDC, Center for Disease Control. It impacts all families, regardless of income, race, or gender. Attorney and advocate who lost his son to a heroin overdose at the age of 20
new book titled Signals of Transcendence. It's Franklin Shaw. Franklin, my prayers are with you forever after something like this. Why did you write this book, Franklin? Why write the book?
Well, that's a question that I was asked recently. What was the purpose behind it? And it was initially being written to explain to my children, being a recovering alcoholic of 32 years, my reliance on God, what I believe in, and why I believe in it. And then Fletcher died from his drug overdose, and I just kept writing. And I guess the proof of what I was trying to say lies in the fact that I stand here today speaking to you. So,
what do you tell people with kids, and how do you know or sense something's wrong, and what can you do?
Well, I think you need to bring it up with them before you know or sense anything is wrong. At age 13, you stood on the deck of the Titanic and went down with the men. At age 12, you got in a lifeboat with the ladies. But you need to explain to them the situation of who they are, who God is, what they're going to face in the world, and alcohol and drugs, particularly with the number of states that have legalized marijuana. And the Centers for Disease Control also has some statistics that if you start drinking before age 15, you're 7 times more likely to develop alcohol or drug dependence later in life. So that's a decision that needs to be left until you reach the age of majority because of developmental purposes. But you really need to speak to your kids before that issue comes up.
So, is there something in the brain that gives a human more propensity to have a dependence?
I don't think so, because I'm the only one in my family that did that, but I started earlier than age 15. I think it all lies in the human psyche as to if you want me to do something, just tell me not to do it. So, and that's how kids usually are. And that, my wife and I met in recovery after and had 7 children after that. So one of the biggest items that was on our radar screen was how do we explain to them how to walk and live a spiritual life free of alcohol and drugs. And that's been the biggest issue in our marriage as far as education, homeschooling, Christian school, public schools, you name it. And about the only answer I can come up with is you got to trust God with your kids.
Well, and your
just
other...
Just like everything else.
Yeah. Well, and again, you've been tempted, I'm sure, as a recovering alcoholic through the years. Have you not?
Well, you know what? The biggest assault that could possibly be made on me was made when and that was like getting shot by a gun. They say when you least expect it, but I did not expect this in any way, shape, or form, because he's the one that told me he got it, and for 2 years he was good. But the biggest assault is on my faith, or could be on my faith, and this was one that kind of rocked my world, but it moved me down the road, and I kept writing about it. So that's what I put in. I trusted God up to that point. I'm not going to stop now.
Well, so what do you want all of our listeners throughout Central Illinois, what do you want them to get out of your book?
That they need to be aware of the temptations of the world, the flesh and the devil, or however you want to put it, that it's out there, it's actual, it's real, and they need to deal with it with their kids early on, because it's lapping at the doorstep. There is no safe place to hide, as the world would say, or as the popular saying is, you got to just deal with it. So,
do you know how your son first got introduced to heroin?
No, as a matter of fact, to the best of my knowledge, that's the only time he ever used it. And at Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge, which is not far from the Mexican border, some further research that I've done has revealed 93% to 95% of all heroin in the United States comes from the country and is grown in and trafficked through and smuggled over our border through Mexico. So that creates a huge security problem that we have at the border that needs to be addressed.
How do people get your book, Franklin?
Signalsoftranscendence.com is the website. It's available on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, iBooks, and you can buy a hard copy as well. I'll be glad to sign up. Be doing a book tour shortly.
God bless you, bud. Thanks for speaking out and hopefully helping a lot of people.
Well, that's what I hope to do with this. Thank you.
Thank you. Franklin Shaw, who lost his son to heroin overdose. 115 die a day with this opiate epidemic.
Wow.
Signals of Transcendence, T-R-A-N-S-C-E-N-D-E-N-C-E, signalsoftranscendence.com. Franklin Shaw is an attorney and advocate. It's ESPN 93.5 as we jump to our morning sports headlines at 7:15 on this Friday morning, July 20. The first steps on the moon this day, 1969.
Yeah. Come back, Cubs. Rizzo in the lead spot. Beneficial is what I was hearing.
Leadoff spot. That's what they put. Anthony Rizzo in the leadoff spot.
Right. And then today we've got John Lester on the mound versus Jack Flaherty. So it should be great. We're in the second game today in this five-game series, Cubs versus Cardinals from Wrigley. Right now we've got your Redbird Recap.
This Redbird Recap is brought to you by Travel Wisconsin. Plan your fun today at TravelWisconsin.com.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney, and last night at Wrigley Field, the Cardinals won the first half of the game 3-1, but the Cubs put up eight runs after that on the way to a 9-6 victory.
Rough night for the Cardinals. They made three errors behind Carlos Martinez and a number of Cardinal relievers who couldn't put up zeros late. Cardinals scored enough runs, had enough hits to win the game. They picked up six runs on 15 hits, home runs by Pham and Carpenter, but it wasn't enough.
And Yadier Molina had a 4-for-5 night coming off his all-star appearance for the Cardinals, but Carlos Martinez suffered the loss. Brian Dunsing got an out, and he proved to be the winning pitcher. He was at the right place at the right time. Now the Cardinals go with Jack Flaherty today against a tough left-hander, a 12-game winner in John Lester.
Important series for the Cardinals to not get too far behind the Cubs.
And we're on the air today at 12:25.
Hi, folks. This is Wisconsin Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett, and I'm here to tell you about Gemütlichkeit. It's a feeling of friendship, warmth, and good cheer. Where can you find Gemütlichkeit? You'll find it all around Wisconsin, at events like the Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship in Wisconsin Rapids, or Fish Day in Port Washington, or German Fest in Milwaukee, or the Mile of Music in Appleton, or the Pig in the Pines in St. Germain, or, you know what, just go to TravelWisconsin.com for all the Gemütlichkeit you can handle.
Chicago White Sox are at Seattle, on to the Bears. They start their camp in Bourbonnais. And, of course, football, all the rage at Big Ten Media Days as we start our week next week in downtown Chicago with Jeremy Werner and Austin Berkland live doing their show. It's all about Liddyville at the University of Illinois, where there's only one place to get your official Liddyville gear, and that's Game Day Spirit, offering the best selection of Fighting Illini apparel for this upcoming football season. Shop online, GameDaySpirit.com. Well, it's all about golf and the British Open. Yep. Looks like Tommy Fleetwood at 6-under on the top of the leaderboard. Kevin Kisner, Zach Johnson also up there. Tiger shot a 71.
Even, yep.
And Thomas Peters shot a 70.
Yep.
Hanging with Tiger's not bad.
Yeah.
Last year's winners, Jordan Spieth at 72. Must be kind of tricky.
Yeah, no, it was really, really good yesterday. Very light wind, very unusual to see the British Open and sun shining. Very odd. You're at the British and the sun is shining. That generally doesn't happen. Usually it's windy, sideways rain, all of that stuff. But really nice conditions for the players yesterday. They're on the course now at Carnoustie. Okay, so it's the duck boat thing was just stunning. We've been to Branson many times. Mm-hmm. Duck boat capsizes in 60-mile-an-hour winds. Right. 11 dead. 11 dead in Branson. What a disaster. So heartbreaking. They had divers late last night. They're still in the recovery portion of this. But it was there was a storm, and obviously much more fierce. And there were all kinds of tornadoes in Iowa that kind of – the thing with tornadoes, they happen so quickly.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of warning, and they obviously shouldn't have been out on the duck boat in that kind of weather, but the winds just kind of picked up and just capsized the boat. So sad. Let's check your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, we do have a shot at some showers and thunderstorms later. We got a low of 67 expected into the evening tonight. Mild conditions this weekend, up into the mid to upper 70s, down to the mid 60s at night with a 60% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms both Saturday and Sunday. Today's high at 81. We're currently at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
Our Fox Business Minute brought to you this morning by Starla Carr at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. If you didn't see The View yesterday with Judge Jeanine Pirro from Fox and Whoopi Goldberg, you got to hear this. We'll get that coming up in just a bit. Curtis Orchard opens today.
Nice.
More of that next. 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, General Electric's business continued to decline in the spring quarter, but not at the pace Wall Street was expecting. Its earnings report is encouraging for a company that's restructuring. Though its power business was weaker, GE's aviation and healthcare businesses improved. GE says its plan to sell off $20 billion worth of its business units is substantially complete. Krispy Kreme could be getting into the cookie business. Nation's Restaurant News says the donut business, which is owned by investment firm JAB Holding, is looking at buying Insomnia, a cookie delivery company. Neither company is commenting. Microsoft is a stock to follow today after its stronger-than-expected quarter. The Dow was down 134 points yesterday. The Nasdaq dropped 29. The S&P down 11. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-566-7906 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-566-7906 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Get it now. Get your artwork before it's gone at the Larry Canfor Gallery's 30% off the wall sale. This Thursday through Sunday, all artwork in the gallery is at least 30% off. Get the artwork you want before it's gone. This week only at the Larry Canfor Gallery.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
During warm weather, you need your AC to keep you cool. See your local CarX man right now for an air conditioning performance check starting at $29.99. At CarX Tire and Auto, we can handle everything your car needs from maintenance to repair and can get your air conditioning running perfectly just in time for summer. So don't sweat it. See your CarX man for his $29.99 air conditioning performance check. Visit one of our 12 CarX locations in central Illinois, including Champaign and Danville.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
ESPN 93.5, we're at 7:23 on this Friday morning, July 20. If it's not our old friend, Randy Graham, Curtis Orchard. Randy!
Baby, how you doing?
Randy's a great guy, great family. He can move it on the trumpet. He's like Al Hurt.
Is that right?
Oh, are you kidding me? He's ridiculous. When's your album coming out, Randy? Come on!
Never mind.
All right, Curtis Orchard, when you started and met Debbie and got married, could you have any idea it would become as iconic as Curtis Orchard has become?
No, because there's nothing here, but
yeah,
there weren't even any buildings out here hardly.
Man.
A little hog house and stuff, you know?
It is remarkable. For those that don't know, and there are a lot of listeners, right. It's a transient community.
Uh-huh.
Describe Curtis Orchard.
Well, the farm had grown so small through different generations of inheritance that Paul couldn't live on it any longer. So he went back to the U of I, got a PhD, and became a founding member of Parkland faculty. And he had a born-again experience when he was 35 in the early 1970s. And he started to wonder why he had this little farm that was still working him half to death but wasn't really making him much money. And he wanted to change it up so that people could enjoy agriculture firsthand. So he liked apples, so he decided, oh, I'll just go plant, 700 apple trees. So he did that in 1977 with no knowledge of apple trees, and they just looked like little sticks in the ground. So he thought, well, that's no big deal. I'll plant another 1,700 the next year. Well, then they started to produce fruit, and whoa, he needed to build buildings, have equipment and everything else. And that first year they had a crop, I happened to meet Debbie and kind of stumble into the doorway, and he says, hey, I'm going to put you to work.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, it is such a destination. You'll have so many people there beginning today. People will go. I guess peaches are a great item right now, correct?
Oh, man, they are so good. Oh. I've been eating these contender peaches the last couple days, and whoo, they are awesome. They're really good.
Okay, and apples probably in a week or so?
Yeah, apples a little bit delayed. You may have forgotten by now that we had kind of a late spring this year.
Yeah.
And, that put everything just a little behind, but I think it's caught up quite a bit because we've had good rains and we've had quite a bit of warm weather this summer. So we're not that far off, It's a little hard to guesstimate this year because of the late spring. They'll get a little bit of color, but they don't have the size yet, but they've had plenty of rain. So we're just kind of monitoring them because we want to make sure they're just perfect when we open them up for people.
All right, lots of things for the kids to do. What are your hours at Curtis Orchard?
9 to 6 Mondays through Saturdays and 11 to 6 on Sundays.
Well, you're going to have a great season. You're going to have thousands upon thousands make their way off Duncan Road to Curtis Orchard. It's so fun. There's so much energy, and you've got so many great products and some new things, I guess, some kitchenware, boutique items.
We have changed it up a lot. Kelsey has totally revamped the store. She kind of keeps her pulse on the community. She realized kitchen stores have been going out locally. Mm-hmm. So she said, I'm going to pick up some lines and expand the kitchen items so that doesn't leave our community. She's got boutique items with scarves and fancy handbags for the ladies. She's got men's items now.
Some beard balm.
Grow kits for kids so that we can get them interested in farming and gardening and agriculture. Mm-hmm. So lots of new lines.
And, of course, Rachel's worldwide award-winning honey.
Yeah.
There you
absolutely.
Go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
and she's in the hospital right now for opening day. Yeah.
Oh, no. Well. I know she had an ankle injury. Is something reoccurring?
No, that was last year. Diane.
Yeah.
This year, she decided to have appendicitis.
Oh, for Pete's sakes. Man, unbelievable. Well, listen, Paul Curtis got it going. Trivia, Paul Curtis's last office mate before he retired from Parkland College.
Yep.
My wife, Janet.
Yes.
That's right.
That's how they met.
Right.
Listen.
We have deep ties with the Cachetorius
family.
Well, listen, we
are big fans of the Curtises, and Curtis Orchard is opening today, folks. Enjoy. It's going to be a great season. Randy.
Hey, Stevie.
Yep.
Two quick items. See how these sound to you. Apple maple bacon jam.
Ooh, sounds good.
Pumpkin honey mustard.
Pumpkin honey mustard.
Mm-hmm.
You have to slap
I think you ought to come out and try these,
well,
Steve.
Okay, got some samples for us.
I know you like bacon.
Yeah. I like anything you guys make.
Exactly.
Hey, Randy Graham, thank you, my friend. It's always a pleasure.
You.
Enjoy the season. Thanks for being on.
Thanks, Stevie. You Thanks, Diane.
All right.
Take care.
Randy Graham, Curtis Orchard.
Opening day.
No, it's like Disneyland around here.
Is.
It really is. Okay, ESPN 93.5. I was at my grandma's house.
Down the ladder now.
49 years ago today. It's Neil Armstrong.
Okay, I just checked. Getting back up to that first step. It's not even collapsed too far. But if that...
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Wow. I remember that vividly. Black and white. It was at my grandma's house. My father's mother, who had come to America and became a U.S. citizen, waited, took 5 years. And she lived right on Springfield, an apartment right across the street from Strawberry Fields. It was now it's a bank or something, but it was right across. There was a little apartment. That's where my grandma lived. That's where I hung out with her. But I watched Neil Armstrong from her couch. I'll never forget it. My parents and everybody was going, wow, look at that. And I'm going, it's the moon. Is that a big deal? I was 10. Anyway, really cool. Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon, 49 years ago today.
Wow.
Most of you were not alive, probably.
And right now in space, Mars is close to us. I know Starkle Planetarium is doing a feature for the next few weeks. So,
well,
cool stuff.
We'll see what's next. I'd like us to go back to the moon and then maybe use that as a launch pad for Mars, maybe. They've talked a little about that. Okay, I don't understand this story. I simply don't. I still want to get to the Whoopi Goldberg thing. Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg for The View.
She just snapped, it seems like.
Well, what she did as she left the building was really bad. Really, really bad. So what's up with non-citizens legally registering to vote in San Francisco school elections? I don't think that's right. I think you should be a legal citizen to be able to vote.
Tim's texting in about the Curtis Orchard donuts.
Oh, boy, that's good, too. 7:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Divers in Branson, Missouri have found two more bodies in a lake, making it now at least 13 people killed in a tourist duck boat accident. Four people are missing.
31 people were on board when severe thunderstorms rolled through the area. Seven people, including children, were taken to a hospital. Two adults critically hurt. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. There had been a weather warning that people should take shelter. At least 17 people are hurt in tornadoes in central Iowa. Seven at Vermeer Manufacturing in Pella.
There is significant structural damage and personal property damage across the Vermeer campus.
Company CEO Jason Andringa there. 10 people are hurt in Marshalltown, Iowa. The only hospital there is among the many buildings damaged and patients were being transferred. The tornadoes were unexpected with just a slight chance of strong thunderstorms and maybe some hail in the forecast. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Our local news brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Don't tell me.
It's 586 Pipe.
Yeah.
On social media at Classic Plumbing Inc. And their website is classicplumbinginc.com.
You want some really good folks that know how to do all
honest
the...
and affordable.
Yeah.
classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Police in Champaign are investigating reports of shots fired. WCIA says it happened at Sheffield and North Lock Raven Road. It is not clear if anyone was injured. The State Department of Employment Security says the jobless rate for June held steady at 4.3%. Non-farm payrolls went up by more than 18,000 jobs month over month. June's payroll gain was the largest in 12 months and the third largest in 24 months. The University of Illinois Board of Trustees has approved a proposal to create Chicago's first public law school. It is a merger with John Marshall Law School, and the new institution will be known as the UIC John Marshall Law School. The Chicago Tribune says in Illinois, most of the prominent law schools are private institutions in the Chicago area. The merger means John Marshall becomes the 16th school or college within the University of Illinois system. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
And our news brought to you by Classic Plumbing, honest, affordable, and professional, with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, classicplumbinginc.com.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
ESPN 93.5, you check your weather, brought to you by Timberworks. Get a free quote at 260-8522. Timberworks can do all your tree trimming, stump removal, tree removal. You can go to Timberworks217.com or call for a free quote, 260-8522.
Up to 81, starting out sunny and breezy. I love it. 40% chance of precipitation, low 67 into the evening tonight. Hopefully it's great for outside at Research Park at First and St. Mary. Food and drinks from Houlihan's. If you want to purchase that, bring your lawn chair at 6:30. Marsha Ball is so good.
Yeah, you've heard her before.
I love her. I brought her on stage numerous times when I lived most of the 90s down in Louisiana. 60% shot at showers both Saturday and Sunday with a high of 77, low 66. Wow, is that mild. Our average conditions for mid-July, typically 85 to 90 at least.
Yep.
73 now on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, we got live from Chicago. Jeremy Warner Show will be live from Chicago. You can listen Monday and Tuesday, brought to you by your Champaign-Urbana McDonald's, your quick stop for breakfast, lunch, or dinner on game day, local owner and operator, and he wants us to note, Purdue fan and grad, Scott Miller, he invites you into one of his stores this summer and this fall before you tailgate, before and after the game. And by Value Check, that's where we sold the 10-cent milk.
That's right.
And I was raving about their 8-foot aisles and their carpeting because it was just quieter. Just really, really, really a nice shopping experience. Go to Value Check, Glen Park Drive. It's very near that Garcia's and La Bamba out there. You've probably been out there. It used to be the county market years and years ago. Value Check, cost plus food. You can also check them out on Facebook. It's Value Check, one of our sponsors for Jeremy Warner's live broadcast, which will be Monday and Tuesday on the Jeremy Warner Show. And Jeremy's going to get all your information to keep you going. Cubbies over the Cardinals. That's just because they're better. Cubs are far better than the St. Louis Cardinals.
They had a good fifth inning. five-run rally.
And just really, really good. Cardinals are trying not to get swept in a five-game series. But it's like the old days when I used to coach basketball at Park District and all the dads would get all the good guys together and then there'd be my team. And you say, well, if we play our best, we can compete. And that's it. And that's about where I think the Cardinals are.
Wow, okay.
Three errors last night for the Cardinals.
Well, shoot.
At some point, you're going to say, who built this team?
They had 15 hits.
Well, they did well enough hitting, but it's just three errors you can't do against a really good team like the Cubs. And at some point, John Mozeliak, the guy who built the team, you're going to have to say, do we have enough guys? And what are you guys going to do about it? But kind of a tough second half here starting out for the St. Louis Cardinals. Let's hope they can stay competitive. Well, I don't understand the story. Let's get news from it. Non-citizens legally registered to vote in San Francisco school elections. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio out of Chicago. Jeff, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, CBJ.
So if you can vote in school elections, is this going to kind of bridge over to the general elections?
That's the fear that some people have in San Francisco, where illegal immigrants are now voting in the school board election based on the 2016 ballot measure that gave them the right to do that. And so the people who support it say, why shouldn't all voices of parents be heard, be on the table in terms of making decisions of what happens to their schools. But you've also got people that say, look, these are non-citizens, and non-citizens should not become eligible to vote in any election. And not only that, but they're fearful that this is just a testing ground where they're going to start with school boards, and then they're going to, it'll bleed into eventually political stuff. And so that's reality in San Francisco right now. We've seen similar measures reportedly in Chicago, or attempts to do it reportedly in Chicago, also cities in Maryland and Massachusetts. And so that's where we're at.
Okay. It's just a step there, and I'm not surprised it's San Francisco. I'm not surprised it's California, but it just opens up. Well, I mean, if you're going to say that, it says, why do I need a driver's license?
Right.
Well, why do I need to register to vote at all? I mean, if you're going to be that way, then you ought to just allow me as a breathing human being to have a voice, so just let me vote no matter what. Why must I? I mean, it's just, I think legal is important, And I think that the Congress ought to come up with something because they haven't done it in like 50 years. So come up with a plan so we can initiate and get this done and let them come out of the shadows, pay taxes, do all the stuff they're supposed to do as a legal citizen of the states. Anyway, I caught my eye this morning. Again, it's just the beginning because once you start this stuff, it broadens out. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, the fears will be realized and pretty soon everybody votes and they're not even legal.
Right.
And what happened to the laws? So there's all those questions, Jeff Manasso.
That's right. It's a very good question. What happened to the law? I mean, it was the law, it's going to be interesting politics ahead.
Have a wonderful weekend, Jeffrey.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio in Chicago. If you can start picking and choosing what you follow, what you don't follow, then that's going to be anarchy and chaos. I just think you need to have a system that says, here are the laws, here's what we do, you can't vote until you're legal. I don't think that. Now you feel like I'm. What an outlandish statement. What's wrong with you? You bigot. You racist. You. Okay, speaking of not being reasonable, on The View yesterday, mm-hmm. Whoopi Goldberg, and you can always text us about anything.
Sure.
359-2255. Somebody texted about Curtis Orchard donuts.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
There's also a comment saying, hey, Stevie J, this is Sean from Spring Green. I was going to text yesterday, but I was down by Humboldt and Charleston.
Yeah, too busy near Humboldt. That's what I referenced. I was going to go spray something at Humboldt because it was a long drive. I wouldn't have to work long.
I just wanted to say it was a privilege working with you the other day. It definitely made it very entertaining and fun.
Hey, right back at you, Ranger. He's an Army Ranger.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
My daughter Gabby leaving for training today down in Fort Polk, Louisiana.
Appreciate her service.
1 month.
Wow. Appreciate Sean at Spring Green
being a ranger, Sean.
And being a good man and teaching me how to spray the Ogden Village yard, which I thought was too darn big. Anyway, it was fun at Spring Green. I was a hardworking man there.
Uh-huh.
On Wednesday, thank you to Steve Imke and JT Warrenbeer and all the good people at Spring Green.
Big Cubs fans. I know they're happy this morning.
Oh, I know that, and they were happy last night. We'll get that wrap coming up. All right, Whoopi Goldberg, here's kind of how it went into chaos with Judge Jeanine Pirro. She has her own show Saturday nights on Fox. You've probably seen her, former judge, and here's what that sounded like.
Seen anything like this. I've never seen anybody whip up such hate. I've never seen anybody.
It's Whoopi Goldberg.
Be so dismissive.
Of course, everything that any of those liberals say, the audience just fawns over them.
How long has the deep state been there, and who's running it?
Well, I want to answer your question because you had your opening statement, which was how horrible it is that Donald Trump is talking about all of these people.
I'm sorry. You know that's what you said. You said,
Whoopi, you know
you said that it's okay.
People shouldn't be here end up murdering the children of American citizens.
You know what's horrible?
What's horrible
when the president of the United States whips up people to beat the hell out of people.
And then at that point, say goodbye. They cut her off, kicked her off the set. She leaves. She goes down the stairs. She appeared on Sean Hannity last night.
The stage, going downstairs, and I saw her, and I had to walk by her, and I said, Whoopi, I fought for victims my whole life, something like that, and she started cursing at me.
What did she say? Tell everybody what she said without saying it.
She said,
blank you.
F you. F you. And I said, Whoopi, did you just say F you? I mean, she was right here. And then she said, get the F out of this building. And she yelled at me again, get the F out of this building. And I felt like I was less than dirt. I couldn't believe that I went there to have a conversation. I got thrown off the set, thrown out of the building. And as I walked away, she's yelling at me, get the F out of this building. Sean, it's sad.
I mean, anybody think there's any excuse for that?
That's too bad.
That's ridiculous.
She would be that unprofessional.
Well, of course, now ABC and Whoopi have reached out this morning, and I don't know where that is, but that's what is being reported. It is inexcusable to do that to anybody, left, right, middle. You don't do that. She got in her face an inch away from her nose and spat in her face while she said, F you.
Wow.
I mean, no matter what, you don't do that. Listen.
No matter what.
No matter what, you don't do that.
You have to be courteous to a guest.
And then not in this day and age. And I'm telling you, folks, people are going to get hurt. This is getting out of hand. We've got to lower the temperature on this because...
Yeah, ramp it down.
You can't... Fascism is when you don't allow others to speak. And we're in a bit of an era of that from the far, far left, where they're going to harm you physically. That's what it feels like. They're breaking and vandalizing property under the auspices of their free speech, and they excuse it by saying, you're a hater. We must stamp out hate. Thus, I must do what I have to do to stop you. Physical, whatever. It doesn't matter. So we're crossing that line, and guess what? The other side's going to fight back. And you're going to get people hurt. And guess what? Half the people are crazy anyway. We got mental issues. We got a lot of mental issues out there.
Mm-hmm.
So people that have guns are going to see all this and read something else into it, because we have a treasonous president, and that means you should put him to death. That's what treason means. We got to lower the temperature here.
Scary.
It is scary, and people are going to get hurt. We've got to lower the temperature. You should not scream and spit in somebody's face as they're leaving the building, no matter what view they have. We are supposedly civilized here. You can blame Trump all you want, but that's what they do. They blame Trump, and his speech is hate. And we've got to lower her. We've got to have all the representatives, and Donald Trump can dial it down too. We need to calm down. This is not good, because you must mix in. You say, well, I'm controlled, I can do it. No, you're mixing in some mental instability mm-hmm. in all of this,
mm-hmm.
and that's dangerous. It's very, very dangerous. Text in, what do you think? 359-2255, 359-2255. As we check out our sports headlines, the Chicago Cubs come from behind. It was 3-1, I think, in the fifth, and then they just... blew away the St. Louis Cardinals.
9-6 was the final. That's not blowing them out, is it?
They took control of the game.
Right.
And the Cardinals had three errors and just not very good baseball.
So when we're looking at the NL Central Division, Cubs are now three games up. Cards 8.5 off.
No, they're on the brink of the abyss. But the fact is they're just not that good. They're just not as good as the Cubs. So from the area standpoint, and for the Cubs, the Chicago fans, enjoy every moment. It's not every decade you're in a position like this, and they're going to be good for the foreseeable future, but this is the era of the Cubs. Now they got to figure out how to get another World Series, because they're going to be that good to get one. So then they got to process all this and get her done, because this is the era of the Cubs, and I think Boston's really good, and the Yankees, not easy to win a World Series, but the Cubs are good enough to do it again.
Yeah, and we have a game today at 1:20 from Wrigley. Second game in this series of five games. Jack Flaherty to the mound, and today's matinee, and John Lester for the Cubs. It looks like Brandon Morrow has been put on the 10-day DL with inflammation to his right bicep.
Cub closer.
Yeah, 22 saves.
Joe Maddon says they're just going game by game, inning by inning.
Albert Almora Jr. has been reinstated, and he's back after family medical leave. All right, do we want to do a Redbird recap?
Yeah, I think so.
Here we go. On ESPN 93.5.
Maybe not.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. So Clemson has their men's basketball coach, Brad Bronwell, to a 6-year, $15 million deal. He was a coach of the Tigers with a 25-10 record last year. Also talking about Antonio Lakeney, who is signed with the Bulls. He was G League Wing D City with the Bulls. The Las Vegas Invitational has established their schedule. The Bears are starting their camp in Bourbonnais. I just can't believe we're in July talking about football, but that's where we're at now.
We're just less than 2 weeks away from activity around Memorial Stadium. I mean, here we go.
Crazy.
Here we go.
And we'll be covering those Big Ten Media Days. Yep. It starts early next week in downtown Chicago with the Jeremy Warner Show going live and trying to catch interviews with folks like Lovie Smith and Josh Whitman. Thanks to Prospect Bank, helping communities in Central Illinois and beyond. Bank smarter with custom solutions to allow customers to realize their financial dreams. Go bankprospect.com. British Open also trending. Tommy Fleetwood doing very well at 6 under. Kevin Kisner, Zach Johnson, also on the top of the leaderboard. Thomas Peters is one that we're watching, has shot a 70, and Tiger at a 71.
Yep, and the British Open, one of your big ones, one of the historical ones, British Open, one of the biggest golf tournaments of the year. All right, ESPN 93.5, it is 7:49. We'll check your weekend weather coming up.
Honda, just like your favorite baseball team, we're pretty used to this whole winning thing. The all-new 2018 Honda Accord has been named the 2018 North American Car of the Year and named to Car and Driver's 2018 10 Best List a record 32 times. That's a lot of W flags to fly. Baseball fans will appreciate the Accord was built just like an electrifying second baseman. Quick, agile, and enough power to leave the yard in a hurry. The Accord now comes equipped with available mobile hotspot, and Honda Sensing Safety is now standard on every model. The legendary Accord knows what it takes to stay at the top of its game, and that's by continuing to make the best better each and every year. Experience this game-changing Accord live and in person. Get up and go to your Central Illinois Honda dealers and save big by taking advantage of the year's best offers. Visit CentralILHondaDealers.com today. Car and Driver, January 2018.
Busey Ag Services invites you to the Farmland Owners Workshop on Tuesday, August 7th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Champaign County Farm Bureau in Champaign. Grow your knowledge of farm real estate, appraisals and management, and explore estate planning tips for ag professionals. For complete details, visit Busey.com or call 217-351-2744. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbors Nursery. Country Arbors Nursery is your local garden center, and we're fully stocked with perennials, trees, shrubs, and annuals all summer long. This week only, we're having a Fill the Green Cart sale. All the 4-inch annuals and flats you can fit into a green cart without stacking for $20. We've seen people get as many as 50 plants. There are restrictions, but I promise it's the best deal you'll ever see on annuals. If you're more into shade, Country Arbors is also having a big sale on trees. Buy any tree this week, and we'll give you 20% off the tree and 10% off the planting. So come out to Country Arbors Nursery or go to countryarbors.com for more information and directions.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to need a new tree, Shane. Yeah, I got some sort of something. Have Steve Inke at Spring Green came out and looked at my tree, and it looks like it's, yeah.
Darn it.
Hate losing
trees. And I know you've been praying over it.
Yeah.
And there was a few leaves coming up, so you had some hope.
Something's going on, and it's just kind of the whatever. I have it's a pear tree.
Okay.
And those are good a decade ago, but they've kind of faded because of weather conditions, et cetera.
I see.
So there's blights going on for those trees. So anyway, join ESPN's Tan Carp live on location 3 to 5 August 3rd, Game Day Spirit on Neal Street. They'll be at Game Day to kick off their first ever epic clearance event. If you love the stadium sales selection of prices, you're going to love the summer liquidation extravaganza. Don't miss Tan Carp live on location 3 to 5 p.m. ESPN 93.5 August 3rd. And,
looking over more details about Mile at the Pines, it steps off at 6. We have award ceremonies at 7 and at 8. Nash Crane bringing Old Glory to Suspend. It'll be hard to miss us. And we can take registrations walking up between 4:30 and 5:30. Late afternoon at Body and Soul today and throughout the day tomorrow, packet pickup for folks getting that bib and that huge beach towel. It says Mile at the Pines. It's orange. You'll love it.
Okay, if you could do me a quick weather.
Okay.
Then I'm getting a surprise guest here on the radio.
Sounds great. We've got a high 81 expected today. 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low 67. Showers tomorrow with a high 74, low 66. Partly cloudy conditions otherwise. The scattered shower chance at 60% with a high 78, low 63 on Sunday. Typically, I do the dial-in for Stevie here on ESPN 93.5. Right now, the temperature's at 73.
Dang it.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Is there someone you want to tell me to dial, and I have their number?
No, you don't have this one.
Okay. Okay.
Just cannot walk and chew gum at the same time. You should be able to do this.
It's Ron Zook.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ron Zook.
Nice.
One of my favorite guys.
Hello.
The best skier in the water skiing world ever.
That's right.
I don't know about that, but I'll tell you what I did. I skied every day, but the 4 days Denise and I were in the Cayman, so it was a great vacation, and looking forward to coming to Champaign.
Well, we're going to celebrate 10 years of the Rose Bowl. I miss you.
I'm sorry?
I miss you.
Oh, well, you know what? I appreciate that. Bob Osmussen called me yesterday, and I was talking. You know, it was a great run there, great people. We enjoyed living in Champaign, and, it was a great run. It's just, all good things must end, I guess, right?
Yeah, but it was weird. I'm sorry. I don't want to go there and live there. I don't want to talk about the Rose Bowl, but let me just say this. You had won. You got into two bowls in a row. You won year seven. I mean, I just didn't get it. It was that transition to Mike Thomas. Ah! Anyway, it was just, man, we were just getting it going, man. We were just getting it going.
Well, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand. And I'm now a Packer fan. I'm a Saints fan, number one, but I love the Packers. I love what you're doing up there. Are you still enjoying it?
Oh, yeah. I appreciate that, Stevie. It's a great, great organization. And obviously, we got a pretty good quarterback, so that gives us a chance to win. So it's been great for me. It's been fun. It keeps me in the game. It's being a great organization. I think wherever you're at, it's about the people you're with, and this is a great, great place to be.
And as you look back, coming back for the Rose Bowl reunion, what is your memory of Illinois? Obviously, getting fired sucks. I'm sorry. I was bummed as well. I didn't think you deserved that. Anyway, what's your overall, because you've coached a lot of places, what do you think of when you think of Champaign-Urbana? Coach, you there? You driving. Ron, are you there? Dang it. I ask a good question.
I think what happened there, and why we, the next 2 years, people thought we were there and we weren't.
Coach, you're fading. You're going through a tunnel on me. Can you still hear me? Yeah. Darn it. Oh, well. That's Ron Zooks back in town. Coach, you still there?
I did it. That's kind of the thing I'm looking forward to this weekend is being able to, you guys did a great job. You're the guys that did it. All of the support people that helped us get there, because it takes everybody. It was a great thing for the RLA Nation.
Yeah, it really was. You got to the Rose Bowl. It was a really good game. USC was so good. Rashard Menendal had a big game. But the whole Rose Bowl experience, man, that's a once-in-a-lifetime.
Well, it really is. And if I have one regret, Stevie, it's probably, I've said this many times, it's the only regret I have is I didn't enjoy it at the time because, you're so focused. And, it's funny, Clay Matthews, who is on our team at Green Bay, and he was one of the players on the USC team, and we've talked about it several times. And like he said, he says, we gave them, once our guys realized they could play with them, we gave them all they wanted. And really, we did end up playing pretty well, particularly in the second half.
Yeah.
As you said, Rashard had a great game. As I said, the experience factor, the guys never, no one ever been to at a game and those kinds of things, that's important. And, you can't buy experience. I say it all the time.
Yeah.
You can't buy experience. You got to play it. But it was a great, great opportunity.
Former Illini football coach Ron Zook, have you kept track at all of Illinois and the troubles we've had?
Well, Bob asked me that same thing yesterday, and it's hard because obviously I'm focused on my own deal and what we got going. College football is it's hard if you're in college to focus on the NFL. If you're in the NFL, it's hard to focus on college. Other than the top teams that are in the headlines and stuff, you read about that, but not to be honest with you, I haven't had an opportunity to.
Well, and you're more mature because my immaturity would have said, see, shouldn't have fired me. That's what I would have said because I'm immature. That's what I would have said. I'm immature. Hey, how is Denise?
She's doing great. She's looking forward to seeing everybody. She's kind of like the mother of these guys, a mother from home.
Yeah.
All the in Green Bay, all the players' wives, they treat her like they're their mom. But they're about the same age as our daughters, and so she enjoys it. But she's looking forward to coming home and seeing all her friends, Christy Ramshaw. They'll be hanging out, I'm sure, this weekend.
That's awesome. Hey, listen, again, great hearing your voice. Really enjoyed having you around Champaign-Urbana, and I thought the whole thing was starting to come around. And listen, we'll keep rooting for those Packers, rooting for you, rooting for the Zooks. Have a great weekend seeing the guys. They're going to love it. You're going to have a great time. And thanks for popping on this morning, Coach.
Absolutely, Stevie. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Talk to you soon. Ron Zook.
Good job.
I saw Bob's article in the News Gazette. It reminded me they're having that reunion.
Okay.
Anyway, remember we went 6-0, and they only lost the last six. Still went to a bowl, still won the bowl, but it was without Ron Zook. Mike Thomas was hired to fire. He came in and fired Ron Zook and Bruce Weber. That was